The fire broke out at approximately 1:50 Wednesday afternoon. The investigation into the cause continues, but it appears to be another human-caused fire. The flames spread quickly, driven by a stiff, dry south wind, pushing the blaze northward along I-15 and into a hilly area of brush, juniper, and pinyon, home to about 40 cabins and homes. Harold Haney, a daily commuter between Cedar City and St. George, reported by his mobile phone in the initial stages of the incident.
The fire appears to be on the north side of the main road that goes in from I-15 to the town of New Harmony. There is a lot of activity down there. The smoke crossing I-15 is very thick, and they just now, as I pulled north, they shut off the traffic going south on Interstate 15 at the Hamilton Fork exit. I also just heard that there were some evacuations. Those people are being asked to go to the LDS Chapel in Canaryville. You can see the flames, and it appears to be in the big open grass fields that are between I-15 and, you know, the main part of the town. I could not see clear back into the town of New Harmony, but they are close to the freeway, which I'm sure is part of the reason why they're now shutting down the south lanes of I-15. Because you can see plenty of flames, lots of burning, and the smoke is very thick going through there.
An evacuation center was established at the LDS Church in nearby Canaryville. But as Canaryville itself became threatened by the encroaching flames, the Red Cross Emergency Relief Center was moved to Cedar City. Paul Dunstan is a disaster relief coordinator for the American Red Cross.
A lot of the information that we're getting is second and third hand. When I talked to the incident commander, Pete Coleman, he initially told me that there was 30 to 40 houses that were affected by the fire. We set up an initial shelter in Canaryville to house those people that were displaced. They were out of power, and fire had encroached upon that area, so they started to evacuate the southwest area of Canaryville, and we were asked to relocate here to Cedar. And so now we're accepting anybody that is displaced and needs a place to stay for the night, or is just looking for some time to kill and wants a fresh drink of water and some snacks. We'll take them all.
As a vast, thick cloud of smoke engulfed Interstate 15, the interstate was closed and traffic redirected to Old Highway 91 through Canaryville. But once again, with the small town of about 350 residents potentially in the pathway of the flames, north and south traffic between Cedar City and St. George was detoured to State Routes 56 and 18 via Enterprise and Vail. Humans are not the only ones affected by the fire. There are many evacuees of the four-footed variety. Fortunately, Iron County's own Julie Marin heads a statewide agency, the Utah Emergency Animal Response Coalition, or UARC. The formation of the organization was inspired by a wildfire in New Harmony about 4 years ago.
And this isn't the first one we've been on this last week. We were up at Saratoga Springs earlier in the week. We've got people that are over in Fairfield that are evacuating that town, and then it happened to hit my backyard. So we were ready. We've been training for this, and we've been deploying to different areas with disasters for the last 4 years. So this is just, you know, letting people know that we have a place for your animals. It is secured, it is safe, and we've got the personnel here that's 24/7 till this thing dies down. But
Interstate 15 reopened just before 10 p.m. Wednesday evening after being closed for some 5 hours. As if firefighting resources are not already stretched to the limit, another wildfire broke out late Wednesday in Summit, just north of Cedar City. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.